Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, creepies, welcome to episode 200. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. 200 full episodes. What do you think about that, guys?
Two goose egg, goose egg.
That's right.
We were supposed to come in with laughter, weren't we?
Let's see, where's that laugh track?
All right.
We are doing something, I tell you what.
200 full episodes.
That's kind of wild.
Yeah, I think it is. It is wild.
It is wild.
Wild, wacky stuff.
I would have never bet on it that we would have made it this far, and I don't mean that in a negative sense. I'm really
surprised.
It's some self-reflection. No, <it's,
laughs> if I think back to the very first two episodes, I would think that we wouldn't have made it to 20 episodes.
This is terrible.
Number three.
But we did.
We did. We churned them out.
I remembered headphones.
Good or bad. Yeah. 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 The first two, I'm like, I don't know if we're going to make it to the third. But we did, and we look at this. 200 full episodes. Congratulations, Mako boys.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty, pretty exciting to something to celebrate. So, yeah, I am proud of us.
I feel bad.
About?
About the haunted cemetery or graves. We said that Priscilla's dead.
Oh,
we killed off another person. I didn't remember when I did that with the microwave.
Yeah, I knew Lisa Marie.
Yeah, I remember her passing away.
Who said it? It's probably me. I don't even know who said it.
I found like
all of us
misinformation or something, because I swear I found something that said that she's deceased and buried next to Elvis, and I'm like, oh, okay. Went with it. I didn't.
Maybe she's gonna be, or like it's marked there for her. But
yeah,
oops.
Well, I read something else that. She will be buried at Graceland, but not
next
to him.
Okay. Hmm. Well, Miss Julie Sears called us out.
Julie might have been the one that said that, too. I know I read it today. I don't know if she had that information of where
Priscilla's yeah, because she did added something, but I forgot to look at it. Yeah.
That might have been it, yeah.
Oh, well.
Middle age. I forget stuff real quick.
That's all right. What was that? So about what?
So the what? Chances that we're going to get better at this as far as like not killing off celebrities and well-known people is probably pretty small.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
It's okay to...
We haven't done it too bad.
No.
Too bad.
What didn't Brett say? Oh, yeah, we've done that too.
It's all right to mess up every once in a while, as long as you own up to it.
That's right.
As long as we're just trying to trying to catch people and see if they're paying
just
attention.
Just to see if they're listening.
Hey, they
you
are.
Guys passed. No, yeah.
Just to see. No, I like that. That was
she's
cool.
She's listening. I like it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Abacadabra.
But yeah, I am proud of us though. 200 full episodes. It's something to say.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to reach out and grab you?
Reach out and grab you. Abra.
That's abracadabra.
It's one heck of a gravestone. I mean milestone.
Abracadabra.
It was good. Oh, hey, didn't we do this episode backwards? You're doing that's a wrap.
Wait a minute. We just started. Oh, you guys doing all right, though?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Surviving the snow that we had.
Snow apocalypse.
4 days ago.
We got the snow. They got fire out in California, right?
Yeah. No water pressure.
That's crazy.
Cut funds on the fire department, but they're expected to put out fires. Huh.
Yeah, just spit on it.
Idiots.
It's wild. Well,
I feel bad for the people.
I do too. Well, like it was Anthony Hopkins and John Goodman, and so Cary Elwes, who played Wesley in Princess Bride, he had a good video, but it was a video of him driving away from their home with his family, and he's just like, it's apocalyptic. He didn't say anything, but you could just feel the like, oh my gosh, there's their home burning down. You know, yeah, it's just wild.
Yeah, that's. Pretty sad.
Yeah. Oh, we were supposed to bring this up. Sorry.
Prayers to them, though. I read that there's five deaths so far. I'm sure probably more.
Right? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I heard several, which I don't know what several mean. Five is several, but.
Five too many?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, let's get on to something a little more.
Upbeat, right?
A little more upbeat.
Worth our number 200, right?
Yeah. This will be sponsor time. So let's hear what we got.
Are you tired of an itchy, unruly beard? Want a beard that looks great, feels amazing, and smells masculine and sexy? Meet your new best friend, Cultured Creature Beard Balm. Cultured Creature Beard Balm is a game changer. Made with all natural ingredients like mango butter, shea butter, argan, avocado, jojoba, grape seed, and meadowform seed oil. It nourishes your beard and the skin beneath. Say goodbye to dryness and itchiness, and hello to soft, well-groomed, and great-smelling beard. Not only does it tame your mane, but it also leaves a subtle, masculine scent with options like Cuban tobacco, sandalwood and bourbon, cedar and leather, and more. Feel confident all day, whether at the office or on a date or at the gym. It's easy to use. Just rub a small amount between your palm and work it into your beard. Simple and effective, and no mess. Cultured Creature Beard Balm is handmade, organic, and natural. Made by a father-daughter duo with over 20 years of beard care experience. It's packed with vitamins and nutrients and zero additives or preservatives. Ready to transform your beard? Visit refineyourwildside.com and use promo code MAKO10, that's MAACO10, for an extra 10% off your first order. Plus, all Cultured Creature Beard Balm is already 20% off, so that's 30% off your first order. Cultured Creature Beard Balm, where nature meets nurture for the ultimate beard care experience. Don't tame your wild side, refine it with Cultured Creature Beard Balm.
Thank you, Cultured Creature Beard Balm.
Ha!
Ha! Ha.
Got it.
Couldn't knock him off his perch. No way. No way. I've got that down, Pat.
Down.
I tell you, I'm a pro, man. I'm a pro.
I was trying to put the sticks in your skates.
I wasn't going to say Balm Creature Beard Cultured
Creature.
We do appreciate their sponsorship, though.
We do.
Yeah.
Whatever the name.
Every time.
Cultured Creature Beard Balm. Mm-hmm. Look at that. Man, we do every time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's how we can tell that it's a special episode, because Nate is wearing it for us tonight.
For the 200.
100.
200. 200. 200th episode.
Wait a minute. Didn't we just do 100? Like, what was our, I forget, our 100 was Skinwalker? Wasn't that Skinwalker? Was it a two, we didn't do a two-parter. Which is
no,
a really
it was just a one-parter, but
that's,
I don't.
That's what it
maybe
was.
Maybe look that up. See if what 100 was.
Is that crazy?
See
is
if
it
100.
100.
100.
Because when you said that, it just made me
think. I don't know. I remember. I don't know if it was
that
the
is,
100th
that
episode
is,
or if it was.
I got to look it up then.
Or was it like a special.
Google didn't know. AI didn't know.
Yeah.
AI got nothing on us.
AI can't.
Let's keep it that way. Let's keep it that way.
Yeah. AI can't help us. No. No.
I got to dig deep for this one. Look at this. Yeah, I got to roll it back. Like my age when they asked me my age.
We do have a lot of episodes.
They say it's like The Price is Right.
We're not that far away from 200 on the minis either.
Roll it back here. Okay. 100. I am so close there. What the heck? It jumped. The powers that be, man. They're not letting me to see it.
The listeners are just
waiting. Skinwalker. That's what it is. 100.
Nice.
100. It was 2 hours and 16 minutes.
Was it really?
Hey, Sean.
February 8th, 2023. Am I wrong? Did I kill somebody off that I wasn't supposed to?
No.
What's wrong?
Oh, I stopped in a mini. That's the ghost of Amelia Earhart. 100.
What? Are you talking about? Oh, you're talking about minis. I was like,
oh, was that our mini 100?
Was it really?
100.
Yeah.
Okay.
100.
You're like,
that,
Chad, you're
that
wrong.
Definitely, I couldn't have told you. I'm like,
that, no, I wouldn't know that one either.
What do we have? I think we have 14 more minis to until 200, so not that far away on that, yeah.
What's it going to be for that one?
Oh, I don't know.
I have to put some thought into that. Hey, what?
Episode 100, Skinwalker Ranch.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Woohoo! It's confirmed. So AI couldn't help us. Google couldn't help us, but Nate could.
Can one of you look up what the 100th episode was?
That would be a Skinwalker Ranch.
Skinwalker Ranch.
The green mist under the door.
Okay. The green mist.
I still don't remember
what
that
was
from.
Did we talk about that? Hey, guess what?
What?
It is dad joke time.
This better be a good one.
Todd's dad joke of the show. What do you mean better be a good one?
I know. It always is.
Always,
but
always top notch.
Better be
top,
excellent.
Top notch.
You can't always repeat any
top shelf.
No, we can't. Hey, but I will tell you, did you know every time I arrive at work, I hide? Did you know that? Because good employees are hard to find.
That's right.
Huh?
It's good. It's good.
Not bad.
It's
not
good.
Bad.
It's huh? Good.
Hire you a Sasquatch.
He is the hide and seek champion.
That's right.
There you go. That's the dad joke of the show. That's a good one, I thought, for 200.
I like that.
Because good employees are hard to find, see? See, and I hide mm-hmm. because I'm a good employee, see? And then, yeah.
A little ghost employment.
Ghost, yeah, there you go. Now so, you see me, now you don't.
You said top notch.
What's that?
Made you said top notch made me think of something a little bit funny. I'm going to tell it real quick. I have a new student this week. Very nice. She's awesome. And she and I were talking, and her fiance likes bourbon. And I was talking about, we were talking about like high end or mm-hmm. top shelf. And I was telling her about Metallica Blacken. Mm-hmm. And this other guy that does, he comes there a couple times a week. I won't say his name. Super nice guy though. And he's there for cardiopulmonary. And I've gotten to know him really well. And he was doing laps, and he had met my student. And he just happened to hear, like, when we were going around, something about top shelf. And he stopped and he said, did you guys say something about top shelf? I said, oh yeah, we were talking about bourbon. I go, did that really cut your ear? He goes, bourbon. He goes, that was my downfall. And he goes, anything that began with a J. He's like, Jack Daniels, Jim Beam, Johnny Walker. He's like, yep, that was, he goes, that was what caused my fall. And I'm like, oh my gosh, such a funny guy. But I was like, this, you know, like, that's, you know, the talk of top shelf, bourbon, all that stuff. Was But my student did say that she was going to share with her fiance about the Blacken because she's like, mm-hmm. I don't think he's ever heard of that one. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a total gimmick, but awesome. Mm-hmm. We would like to have it as a sponsor someday.
They say that maybe each, we each that. Batch tastes right. slightly different
because it's oscillated to different songs, right?
Mm-hmm.
I told her, she's all like, right. So did Metallica like devise it? And I was like, I'm pretty sure they just picked up a phone. It's like, hey, can we put your name on this and you know, do some kind of a gimmick and like shake our bourbon to your oscillated.
Shake your bourbon.
shake your bourbon. To a Metallica, Metallica list of songs.
Shake your bourbon.
But hey. I got a kick out of that.
Hey, don't get too far off on the bourbon talk, on the bourbon trail.
On the bourbon.
Yeah,
Place for Horses.
I do.
Thank you.
We come here every week for the guy time, the paranormal. Just a lot of fun, right? And we've done this for a long time. We're heading to 4 years, right?
Almost.
Laughter.
We're getting there.
But the most important thing, and we figured this out even before we ever started recording, that we are going to do this to build a mental health community, and that's what we're here for, to make sure that you guys can get help. We all need it out there. Call or text 988 or text HOME to 741-741 for any type of mental distress, suicide prevention, or any other type of crisis that you or someone you know may be experiencing. Go get you some help.
I am going to text right now, HOME, to 741-741.
Cab's here.
There we go. Hey. No, we do want our creepies to get help if they need it. And don't be ashamed. And there's all kinds of other things.
Well,
you know.
When we get together to do this, it's part of our mental health.
Yeah.
It is.
It's gotten us through a lot.
Helping that is. Three of us.
If people could hear us talking before the mics come on.
In all these episodes, what, I tried to die? What else happened? Like, we've... No babies have been born, though. No babies have been born.
No, we're done with that.
At least not ours.
You got your McGurk.
At least not ours.
I got that taken care of.
I did
8 years ago.
I did too.
Man, 8 years ago.
Eight?
Going on nine.
What other kind of...
2016.
There's been some big stuff happen, but I can't think of anything. I don't know, something called COVID. But
no, because COVID was right before. I don't know.
We've soldiered on through two presidents, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we're making some time.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what else. It hasn't really been that exciting, to be honest with you.
I know. That's what I was thinking. Like,
like, as far as
I was trying to think, like,
world events.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess.
Just some wildness, but.
Congress talking about maybe that there was UFOs or not, I guess.
Yes.
I don't.
Mm-hmm. We almost were proven right, but I mean, we basically have been proven right, but you know. No Bigfoot, though, yet.
No
Sorry.
Bigfoot. Hey.
Sorry, Betsy.
We don't have any special announcements. So I'm moving on to you, Sean.
This is all of us.
What are we talking about?
We are on Creeped Out Freestyle number 9.
Number 9.
I don't think they got a hint of it.
Hmm? You what?
A hint of what? Number 9.
Oh. Everything that we've recorded so far, we've been sort of all over the place.
Leading up to this. What are you talking about? What you talking about?
It is kind of funny how we do that when it's a creep style. Mm-hmm. Creep style. Creeped out freestyle.
Mm-hmm. We don't sound professional, is that what you're saying?
No, we kind of start.
We're loose.
We start talking like we're doing the freestyle before we're doing the freestyle.
Do you know why that is? Because we're not doing our official research tonight. Like, we're not researching anything.
We were supposed to have a guest chat tonight, but we had...
That's why he wore the beard bomb.
We had the cancellation due to a family situation. So hopefully our guest, we can talk to him next week.
Yeah.
For a fun time. Mm-hmm. So, hopefully I told him, so no problem. I said, that kind of happens, and hopefully the family situation gets resolved. So,
and
he said he appreciates it, and he is sorry, and that he is excited to talk to us, so... I said, why wouldn't you?
Usually how our freestyles start.
Yeah.
Is because we have to pivot.
quickly.
And we're like, do we want to do a topic? No, let's just do a freestyle. Okay.
Yep. Yeah, right.
Makes it easy.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
We're not calling ourselves lazy. We're just calling ourselves relaxed.
Hey. I wish I really did
take
know.
Take what's given to you.
I wish I did know if the people... I guess the listeners like the freestyle. I know some have said they like it. I don't know. I just wish the majority... Well, I mean, we're getting the downloads, so...
I mean, we try to talk about paranormal stuff and...
Anything and everything.
Our conversations are paranormal as it is, right?
Yeah.
Against the grain.
Ghostly.
Which, I'm going to start on some paranormal stuff. I was listening to a podcast on the way over here, and the guest that was on the podcast was talking about... She was in a discussion with somebody about the afterlife. And what they think, in their opinion, this is not the guest. The guest was talking about the person they were talking to, if that makes sense. That their opinion is, if there's a heaven, which, of course, we believe on this show, there is heaven and hell. But their opinion was, if there's a heaven, that if the person goes, they go to heaven, but yet they leave because we're all energy, right? And you can't, energy has to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
They said that maybe they go to heaven and, their soul's in heaven basically, but they leave energy here. And that's why we have hauntings. They were just talking about how does the heaven and ghost thing work, which we've been asked that, like as believers, how do we reconcile still having ghosts and stuff? And I never thought about that. Well, so it's kind of like, so if I died, I'm in heaven, I'm with God and I'm with, but yeah, I've left a little bit of energy behind me to have a ghost, I guess.
Well, like some of the hauntings that we've learned about is like a residual haunting.
And to me, I think that would be residual.
Replay
episode.
And I don't know. I mean, I truly sort of believe that some people are unfinished business, haven't really, what do they say? Go towards the light.
They didn't do that yet.
They're
running the other way.
Sort of get trapped here, possibly having to do something or the other before they're finished.
I don't know. I mean, I believe a heaven and hell, and I believe that, Jesus, like I said, not to get, believers or the listeners can believe whatever they want. This isn't trying to persuade anybody, but I do believe, I have my beliefs, and I have to stay with those. But I can kind of buy the, maybe something is left behind.
Yeah.
Not us, but some type of energy, and that's why you get the residual. I don't know. I thought that was interesting.
It
was an interesting
concept. To think of maybe the possibility of if they want to come and check on you, they have the ability to do that. Not necessarily.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Ghostly or whatever, but hey, just. Keep a watchful eye on you, like the good stuff. Angel type scenario. Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, I think God can do anything he wants. So if he wants to let our loved ones and see us during our good, because there's no sadness in heaven, so they wouldn't be able to see the bad stuff. But if they want, grandbaby's born or something, or like my dad never met my kids. So, if God wanted to, he could let my dad see him. I don't know. Well, yeah. I'm not worried about it either way because, you know. But I thought that was an interesting concept.
Unknown territories.
Yeah. unknown territories.
Do you know I'm staying so quiet? That's
a, that'd be a good show. Mm-hmm. Good name for a podcast. Unknown territories. What?
Do you know why I'm staying so quiet?
Why?
Because when you said that about the leaving energy behind, all I could think was is like energetic or spiritual passing gas. And like you leave your you leave your essence or your flatulence behind. I know. This is why I was like, don't say this, Sean. Why? Hey, why you got to turn everything into a joke, Sean?
Turn the mic off.
Do it, Sean. Do it. What you talking about?
Turn his mic off.
Don't make me turn into Kevin Hart for the 200. Don't you turn my mic off.
You know, no, we get a nice cake and we cut a nice slice with a knife and Sean just comes in and grabs a handful.
Yeah,
he just pass it on.
Smash it.
Pass
it. Hey, guys. <That's> hey. It was good cake. We're like, you know, we've got our napkins and our forks. And
right, you're like, pinkies out.
Who invited this guy?
And Neanderthal man here.
Do you ever?
Hey,
do you ever regret asking me to do this?
Every single episode for 200 fulls and 186 minis. I've,
consecutive.
I've considered why did I no. if I could go back in time.
Is it so? It's true that Jenna really did try to take me out, and you guys were part of that.
We almost had it. Dang on it.
Dang it. He's resilient.
Yeah.
I am that. I'm a son of a gun.
Just for spite.
I'm coming back, baby.
Just to say his corny nonsense.
Spiritual fart joke. Do you? Okay, this is funny. Or do you have something else you're going
to
say?
No, I was going to say, what do you think about that?
I really do think that that's interesting, like, though, and being in all seriousness. And I think there could be something to that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I definitely see that. Because, I mean, on this topic, more or less what I'm gathering from it is the spirit and your life energy are two separate things, possibly.
Right. I read the other day, which is true, where, you know, people go, your body and then a soul, and somebody said you are a soul that has a body.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's true because we're going to get new bodies up in heaven. Thank goodness to that. That's mm-hmm. what I was thinking too when she said that, where she was talking about the whoever it was. Yeah, it could be two separate. Yeah, you've got your soul,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's who you are. That's what's in heaven. But then, the energy is, I don't know. Thought it was interesting, though. What you got? What were you going to say, Sean?
I was thinking, again, they say we're tethered by an energy cord, an ethereal cord that's basically on our belly button or whatever. And that I always think of it as like a bungee cord, you know, like
Do you say we?
We! It's like your one of your last jokes. Right?
Like a snail on a turtle.
Exactly. But, like, you wonder, like, do you think you ever get, like, I don't know, timeouts or whatever from this life and your dreams or on another level, like where, like, you know, pep talk, you know, put me back in, coach, but give me a second, you know, because this is really hard. And, you know, your loved ones, angels, God saying, like, you got this, you know, and then send you back down. I don't know. I have no major proof of that, but that would be kind of nice.
Yeah.
We'll find out someday, I guess. But
talking about ghosts, I saw a video before you guys got over here. This guy was trying to do his laundry, and apparently he has a helpful ghost that he lives with. Mm-hmm. And so he's kept closing the soap dispenser on the washer, and it kept kicking out. And then the cat dish started moving on the other side of the door.
Whoa.
He's like, what are you trying to tell me? He's like, I can't do my laundry tonight. So then, I forgot the softener. So he put softener in it, and he closes it, and it pops open again. Well, the ghost, he finally figured out that like, the ghost was trying to tell him, you know, the cat. It's like, what do you want?
Was the cat in there? He did not have the cat in there.
The cat jumped into the washer.
And the ghost wouldn't
seriously.
Let him.
And so the ghost wouldn't let him start the washer. He looked in there, and he's like, oh, my gosh. And the cat was in the washer.
The cat would have died. Like, I wonder how often that ever happens.
And so then he grabbed the cat, and he was like, thank you. Thank you for helping.
That's
wild. I mean, I've heard of money laundering, but not cat laundering.
Cat laundering. I wonder how often that happens. But you think you hear, like,
maybe he littered too much.
What'd you see that on? TikTok?
That's wild.
Or Facebook Reels, I think.
Facebook Reels.
Oh, it's got to be real. Then.
Yeah, it's got to be real.
Real. That's got to be reels.
It's real.
That is funny.
That'd be nice to have a helpful ghost that
would be nice.
Looking out for you.
That would be nice.
Do you know what I learned this week? What? Literally, like the last couple of days, what the oldest joke in history was, or it has been discovered anyway.
What?
It's a fart joke. I thought, that's not true. There's no way. It's true. There's actually two of the oldest jokes known to man. The oldest.
Pull my finger.
No. It should be, though. So it says, the oldest joke in history is a Sumerian proverb dating back to 1900 BC, found on tablets from the old Babylonian period. The joke reads, something which has never occurred since time immemorial. A young woman did not fart in her husband's lap. It says, this joke, while not universally understood or found funny today, represents an early form of humor that dealt with taboos and personal bodily functions. Another notable ancient joke is a 1600 BC joke from ancient Egypt found in the Westcar Papyrus. It goes, how do you entertain a bored pharaoh? You sail a boatload of young women dressed only in fishing nets down the Nile and urge the pharaoh to go catch a fish. These jokes highlight the enduring nature of certain comedic themes such as bodily function and social satire in human history. Neither one of them are super duper funny to us, but I'm sure if they said it in whatever, you know, their languages, they...
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. bring down the house. But the first joke was a fart joke-ish, sort of.
So Sean's going to talk about farts all night. We're talking about ghosts, paranormal.
That's right.
And then he goes right back to a fart.
Well, it reminded me of the
story or whatever.
Well, I kind of brought it's spiritual farting. I don't know. Sorry.
He's trying to connect dots.
And not very good, though. Not very well. Not very well.
He's just full of gas tonight.
You guys want to hear about a personal paranormal thing?
Recently?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can discuss it. You know?
Is this something you haven't said anything to us?
No, it just dawned on me. So, Rachel, my wife, told me, I can't remember when, but, you know, in the past weeks or so, after the holidays, her grandpa was up here visiting for Christmas and all that. And so her cousin's husband, Brad, went and checked on the cabin down in Kentucky. So he goes in there just checking on it, make sure the power's on, you know, nothing's wrong, heat's on. there is a shelving thing mounted to the wall in the dining room. I believe initially it was for, like, displaying plates and that kind of stuff. Now, ever since I can remember, there may have been some plates early on, but mainly just holds photos, family photos, and grandchildren, you know, of my boys and Rachel and I and all of her cousins and everybody, you know. And, you know, her grandma passed away, not this last November, the November before. Well, Brad's in there checking on the house, and all of a sudden hears a crashing in the dining room. Goes in there, and this whole thing that's nailed into the wall fell off the wall. All the pictures all over the place. So he goes in there and starts cleaning it up. And I can't remember, but something else happened. Like, he heard something upstairs or something like that, and he's like, all right, I'm done, Grandma. I'm leaving. Just left.
He's out of there. Huh?
I'm not playing. I'm gone.
Wow. So if something's nailed in there and just falls, that doesn't. Yeah.
It's been there ever since Rachel was young.
That's weird.
When they first built the cabin.
That is weird.
Just a couple weeks ago, fell off the wall.
Hmm. And that would be really hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
Has her grandpa noticed anything? Like, as he said, I mean, he may not really pay too much attention, but
I haven't really.
For some reason, I thought really he had passed. Anything.
No, he's still here.
See, I'm trying to kill him off now.
We were. Oh, don't tell Rachel.
Sorry.
Well, we were.
No, her uncle passed away.
Okay,
four years ago.
Okay,
I think.
I thought
4 or 5 years ago.
Oh. Well, I said something about, like, you know, he's still kind of. I mean, you know, he's now a widow or you know whatever, but. I was saying to Rachel, like, oh, yeah, he's probably still kind of enjoying his free time and, like, his, you know, his own personal space or whatever. And she said, no, he really does miss her.
Mm-hmm.
And so, which is understandable. They were together for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. That is freaky. That's a weird and good story. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'm done, Grandma.
Yeah, right. I'm out.
I'm out. And I don't blame him.
Mm-hmm.
Although, yeah, she could have cleaned up the mess. That's right. It's kind of a bummer.
You got the energy to haunt, you got the energy to sweep up.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm trying to think. The other thing that she was talking about was, I don't know if it was the same person that she was discussing it with, but somebody had said that, of course, the government is in on it because it's their choice. All the state parks in the U.S. are for cryptid holding, so to hold all the cryptids in, and the government and the U.S. government knows about that as well.
I heard that.
So did you hear about that?
I have. Well, and I've heard from ranging from like they're trying to burn any kind of some evidence of that or other weird evidence of paranormal or human trafficking or whatever, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you know. Like,
so the fires in California were started by a dragon.
It's very possible. It's very local. It's like the way that it's very localized, like a dragon would do.
Dragon.
Right, yeah, exactly.
So I don't know about that. I don't know what I think about.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, nowadays
with the government, I don't know.
Anything is possible.
Yeah, true. Very, very true. I don't know. But I thought that was interesting as well. Just as a short little story. Yeah, I don't know. Wouldn't be surprised either way. You know,
yeah.
The government and stuff. Not or
nothing surprising.
Knowing
me.
And not telling us. Yeah.
Shocking, maybe, but not necessarily surprising.
And I heard, did you guys hear about in the UK, they had drone issues at the same time that we had drones in New Jersey?
Mm. Yeah, they were around the world, I heard, yeah.
I didn't know that. I did not know that.
I didn't either until people were starting to say, like, it's a worldwide occurrence. It's funny because it was, like, really big into the news or, you know, the alternate news or whatever. And then it was, like, it just disappeared. And people were like, it's still going on, by the way, just so you know.
See, I've not really been interested in it. Like, somebody asked the other day, and I was like, I really don't care. I really don't. But it is kind of weird.
Yeah.
You know, to
I think it's fascinating.
On,
I mean, if it is ours or another country's technology, I mean, they have really gone above and beyond because they're saying they're like the size of an SUV and can fly for like 5 hours. And I've never seen a battery being able to be utilized on something that big and heavy for that long. So it makes you wonder. Definitely makes you wonder.
The people on the panel on this podcast were talking. They all in agreement said, I hope it's because the host said, well, you know, it could be, it could be another country, China, Russia, could be aliens. And, you know, and they all said, we hope it's aliens because, you know, we don't want it to be another country that's like China. China, Russia, that you're listening. But yeah, they said they'd rather feel, or they'd feel more comfortable if it was aliens. And I'm like, I think I'd agree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would, you know, if it's alien.
China did have an amazing, like for the New Year's, like fireworks or whatever. And they had that, like, it was AI generated, you know, like drone, whatever, firework display. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So if they can pull that, something like that off, they could totally do that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I don't know.
But what happens, because I've been listening to some stuff on UFO sightings and that kind of stuff. And what about like all these major ones, like in Arizona and Brazil and all that stuff? Like the Arizona ones, there were ones where they looked up in the sky, and I mean, it was like 3 miles long, big, huge mother ship over top of them. And then next thing you know, it's gone.
They say
so many people see it and everything, but yet everything still gets swept under the rug.
Like it never happened?
Yeah.
I heard somebody say that the Phoenix Lights was, because so many people saw it, like thousands of people saw it, and there were so many eyewitnesses, and nobody could explain it. And then they came, what was it, the governor or whatever, is that Arizona, I guess, and said, you know, oh, yeah, we have some answers or whatever, and somebody came out dressed as an alien. It was like...
Yeah, they made fun of it.
Yeah, but they say that, those lights were like the like testing of like a really realistic hologram of like how they could like trick us or whatever, or drone or whatever it was. And, you know, at that time, we didn't even think
of
drones.
I heard accounts of that, and they believe the governor was coerced into doing that to make it, try to
make
take
it.
Make it a joke and take eyes off of it,
mm-hmm.
because it may have really been.
It made a lot of people
extraterrestrial.
Yeah, so I don't know.
So, like, the government forced him to do that. Hey, you need to make a mockery of this so that it takes the heat off of it.
I don't know. I keep thinking, like, all this stuff's going to come out, and, you know, there's like, oh, man, this, you know, something's going to change. Something's going
to
happen.
I heard within 3 months, they said.
Yeah.
Mm. Between now and 3 months, they're supposed to, we're going to find out. There's supposed to be an alien invasion, is what this psychic said.
If there is
2025.
If there is one, do you think it's a real thing, or if it's something that is to distract
us
or to unite us or to who knows what us?
I don't know.
Or you think, yeah.
What's that TV show?
They just
show?
Been waiting. Get them.
Was that Alien Nation or something?
Yeah,
like
where,
that?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where they're like
it was on Fox,
police officer.
Back in the 90s, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember
Yeah, and
that.
Then they started intermixing and
I remember that.
Yep.
Yeah.
They've made some movies, not the Alien Nation, but they've made movies like that where it's like a officer team. You've got a human and then an alien, and they're
What about Cocoon?
Cocoon,
right? Yeah,
I know of them. I've never seen it, but
I
know of the movie.
I feel so young.
Yeah,
yeah.
I
heard it's really good.
I'm going swimming.
It is pretty good. I've seen it a handful of times. I was way younger.
Yeah.
I thought it was
Walter Brimley.
Even at that age.
Wilford.
Yeah. I was like, I'm not saying that right. Wilford Brimley.
Even at that age, I thought it was fascinating. Like,
at least I didn't kill him
off. The concept of it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Amy said it's a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At least those cocoons didn't have gremlins.
Ooh.
Don't get them wet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feed them chicken.
Don't feed them after midnight. And what's the other one?
Don't get them wet. They multiply.
So after midnight, don't feed them. Don't get them wet. And what was the other one? Duh.
Don't tickle them.
No sunlight.
No sunlight. Yeah, that's right.
Bright light. Yeah. I thought okay.
McWay.
I thought that, but it didn't make sense. Okay.
McWay. Gizmo. Yeah. Are they okay? So I think I saw another one of those fake things, but it was supposed to be the next. It's a continuation of Gremlins, but I'm sure it's fake. But they were showing that, like, the next Gremlins movie or something. But
isn't that sad?
I don't know if it's real or not.
Stuff,
but I don't.
You can't.
But now I started to say, oh yeah,
ticks me off because I'm like, I get excited about it. I'm like, this is gonna be great, and then nothing.
I think it's fake, but it does. It makes me mad. Yeah. I'm not even gonna say it. But then watch. Hey, it's coming next Christmas.
Well, I'm still waiting for it. Is Derry? Was that an AI? Because what's his name was supposed to be in it.
Prequel of
Pennywise. Yeah. I'm like,
I think that was real.
I thought it was, but
okay, because I'm gonna be really disappointed and mad if it's a fake. I don't know. What was the other man? There was another story of, or another topic they talked about, really interesting, and I thought this would be great for the freestyle. I'm drawing a blank. Talked about the cryptids being in the state parks and the government in on it. Talked about the UFOs or the drones. What in the heck was the and then the ghost and heaven and all that. There's one more
podcast. Is this anyway? Did you say?
Let's Get Freaky podcast.
Oh,
he's Tommy Cullum, and
is
he
it
is
new
the,
or. Or just something you've recently found?
I found it 2 or 3 months ago, and he's from the UK.
Yeah.
He's got a great British accent.
Can we get him on?
Oh, Tommy talks like this. He's like, look, man, I love it.
Let's get him on.
We got to. I follow him on Instagram. He follows us back.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's Get Freaky podcast.
Very
hosted
cool.
By Tommy.
It's meant to be Colin. Now that it's out there. We've spoken it into the universe, right?
That's right. I got to get a hold of him.
Welcome to Derry is up. Incoming horror TV series.
Sure. No.
To premiere on HBO in 2025.
Hoobo.
Oh, okay. All right.
Hoobo.
This year.
Good. I thought that was legit.
We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Likely story.
I'm going to hold my breath.
I need something.
Nate's turning purple.
I'm running out of episodes.
Violet's turning violet.
Yeah.
Sorry, I do Willy Wonka a lot too, don't I?
That's true. That's true. No, that's all right. Running out of episodes on West Coast Customs. I'm in the second to last. Uh-oh. What's going on here on my phone?
Hmm.
Oh. My daughter's birthday is Saturday, but we're going to celebrate it Friday. So.
Mm-hmm. How old is
17.
17. Woo.
Man, that's weird. Yep. 17.
She's only 17.
Nate.
He's like, that's not the song I want to think about with my daughter.
No.
It's a fun song.
It is a fun song by Kip Winger. But
that was my totally my middle-aged moment.
Bad was it? Bad intentions, but.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
I like Winger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Old
just,
Kip.
Just don't want to, yeah, just don't want to think about that for my daughter. You're right.
He turned his shade of green over there when he said it.
I went. Went up.
Todd, did you hear, I think it was when we were out to dinner, but I can't remember. So Pete Peterson, shout out to Pete Peterson, right? Rockwood Sanitarium. Do you remember us talking about that? This is an old sanitarium that was in Avon.
Hmm.
And he's like, oh, yeah.
No, not at all. We talked about it on here?
Mm-hmm.
Like, did an episode or just talked about
No, we talked about it dinner or something, I think. Or maybe he sent this to me. I cannot remember. He's probably out there like, don't you remember, Sean?
You idiots.
You ridiculous people. So it doesn't exist anymore, but he was trying to tell me where it was at. So this wasn't, like I said, this is just our neighbor.
Maybe we talked about it a couple of weeks ago. But I don't remember.
We could talk about it yesterday. I've forgotten, right? It's Rockwood Sanitarium, and it says the 70 acres that belong to Rockwood were purchased July 30th, 1907, for $2,500 by doctors Thomas J. Beasley and Harvey A. Moore, who planned to produce the finest treatment for tuberculosis patients, which was a serious disease at the time. About 20 physicians and merchants, National Bank in Indianapolis for financial backers of the enterprise, as everyone saw this as a breakthrough method of treating TB. At the age of 28, Dr. Beasley was director and president of Rockwood, and he was already well known in the early 1900s for his successful treatment of TB. Patients of Rockwood entered the cold winters living in small unheated cottages with window sides, right, that were opened while patients slept. The idea being the cold, fresh air was important to treat the disease. The accepted practice of the time was to send patients to hot, dry western states. And Dr. Beasley saw this as too outlandish. His idea was to treat patients in the climate in which it was originally contracted. And he thought the clean country air in Avon was a perfect place for treatment. Rockwood produced nearly all of its own food, and patients were provided full, balanced meals, plus extra meals of raw egg and fruit. All the vegetables, meat, and dairy products, including the maple syrup, came from the rich farmland in the White Lick Valley, which Rockwood owned. Ice for summer use was cut from White Lick Creek and stored in sawdust. Charges for a double cottage were $18 a week and $25 a week for a private cottage. The initial mortality rate of TB patients at Rockwood was extremely high. 34.9% died in 1 month, period. Those statistics couldn't have helped the sanitarium's reputation. Around the same time, new drugs and vaccines new drugs and vaccines made recovery quicker, and the need for long therapy the sanitarium provided was lessening by 1910. So advances in treatment doomed Rockwood's success, and it closed its doors and sold in 1913, just 6 years after it opened. After it closed in 1913, Charles and Violet Isaacs purchased a property west of County Road 625 East, which has the original three-story building that was the recreation center and living quarters of Rockwood's interns, nurses, and servants. The building was a mess, and they lived in the servants' quarters while they fixed the home and added the south and north wings of the current home. Most of the cottages were purchased, moved off the property by two old outbuildings. They're still there, and what is now a three-acre lot. Isn't that wild?
I have never heard that.
Yeah, so I swear, it was like when we were out to eat, or he sent this to me, and I'm like, sometime I'm going to mention that. I just had this window pulled up on my phone, and I'm like, yeah, we need to like discuss that at some point. So, yeah, I didn't know that. He's like, yeah, there was one. You know, the remnants of it are still there. And but
I mean, is there a lot though to it for an episode? I mean, is there a lot?
No, I mean, this is a good. This is like how we're going to cover it.
Oh,
like,
I thought you meant for.
No. Just yeah. Just talking about it now.
Because you said we need to talk. I got you.
What did you say? 625?
625 East, yeah.
Okay.
Canta Road. 625 East.
So what now? A parking lot?
Yeah, it looks like it's cottages were purchased, moved in the property. Two old outbuildings are still there. It's on a 3-acre lot.
Hmm.
But there must be, it looks like there's a current home. It's got a north wing and a south wing.
Okay.
Are you looking it up?
Trying to.
And for the creepies that don't live here, it's the town over from us.
Yeah.
We're just west of Indianapolis, so.
It's where Pete Peterson lives.
Yeah. I've been to his house
two
or three times.
We'll give an exact location of his house here in just a second.
I can't remember it, though, but I've had to drop off merch at his house. Yeah. Put it in the mailbox.
Second mansion on the right.
That's right. That is right. Yeah, I've never heard that, Rockwood Sanatorium. Mm-hmm.
Well, now we have, right?
Now we have. That's cool. So it's kind of like,
so we
had, man,
we could have had one to go to, right?
1907 then, right? I can't remember your years. You said 1913 it closed.
Was it 19? Here
it goes. And it was only 6 years it was open?
That's what it said.
So 1907? Wow. Before the
1907, yep. And closed 1913.
Wow. Six, yeah. Usually they make it longer than that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they fumbled that ball, didn't they?
I guess so. Wow. Well.
How you find it, Nate?
No.
Wonder when it was demolished.
I'm looking for like some old outbuildings or whatever. Haven't seen anything yet.
Did it say when it was demolished?
No. I didn't give details about that.
That'd be interesting to know. When they tore it down. Huh. 625 East. Okay. Look that up.
It's the road where the haunted bridge is.
Okay, is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Figured it had to be around here. I mean, not here where we're at, but I mean, I've traveled it before. Okay.
Yeah, we've probably all gone by it.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder. Okay. I don't want dead air, so I'm going to keep talking. Because you both are looking on your phones, which is fine. Yeah, I don't remember talking to Pete about it, so maybe he had messaged you before, because I don't know.
It must have been, yeah. My remembrance of things is it's not fantastic.
And I know Pete, when he listens
to
this,
called?
He'll be like
yelling at
Sean.
What was it called?
Rockwood.
Sanatorium. Sanatorium or sanatorium?
Sanatorium. It's funny how they name them differently, but it's sanatorium.
Sanatorium? Because that's different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I
the
okay.
Sanatorium. Yeah, we've covered.
So I thought you said sanatorium. Okay, so sanitarium. Okay. Dang, that'd been. Yeah, if that was still existing, that'd been cool to check out. Wonder how big it was.
I don't know.
I mean, how many floors and
cottages? Because the cottages were like the open to the air, just like Waverly.
Mm-hmm. Thought about Waverly the other day.
Did you?
I did.
Is it calling to you?
It is calling to me. It's saying, Todd, come back.
Come back to us.
Visit. I think
Aaron's, Randolph is too.
Aaron's doing something, yeah.
She's planning on another visit there.
You're talking Waverly or Aunt Randolph? Randolph, right?
Waverly.
Oh, Waverly, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think she had some on Randolph too.
Did she?
I thought she did. I thought. I
haven't seen that one. Not saying she didn't, but. Huh. Oh. Interesting. Oh, I saw it, by the way. This popped in my head. I saw the preview for Carry On.
Did you?
Yeah. That looks good.
It is really, you got to watch it.
Have you
awesome.
Seen it?
Mm-hmm.
So you watched it? Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nate, you've seen that too, right? Carry
What's
On.
That?
Carry On.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really good.
Yeah. The preview looked good. So I'm going to check it out. Figure, might as well. I like Justin Bateman. Usually he plays like a funny, silly.
There's humor in it. You know? It's like dark humor, but yeah, he's still Jason Bateman. You can still like get the feel for it. But yeah, he does a really good job with being a villain.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, I did see it, the preview, though. I said, oh, there it is. It's funny because I'd never heard about it, and then you mentioned it, and then I first movie I see on the previews is new showings or whatever. It's mm-hmm. Carry On. I haven't seen movies lately. Man, I've been in a slump. Have you guys?
Not too many.
Other than Carry On?
I
haven't watched any series either.
We saw that Mufasa. I think that's the last thing I saw.
Remember you guys talking about that.
Yeah. Me and Rachel, if we're bored, we'll watch either like Below Deck, Moonshiners, or The First 48. Those are sort of our go-to.
Moonshiners, huh?
Or Chopped. We like Chopped, too.
What's Chopped?
It's on the Food Network.
Oh. And, I can't watch
Food. They give them baskets of unusual ingredients. There, it starts off with four different chefs, and they get like 30 minutes to do like a appetizer round. Then one of them gets chopped, whoever makes the worst dish. And then they'll do an entree round and get like, I can't remember the time limit on that one, 45 minutes or something. And then another one gets chopped, and then they go to a dessert round. Then whoever doesn't get chopped wins that episode. Gets like $10,000.
Yeah, I've tried to watch shows like that, and I just can't.
It's interesting.
I get hungry, but I can't.
Because they'll give them like pig's feet. And
oh, gosh.
It's always four mystery basket items. and they have to use all of them in
delicious.
Some capacity.
Yeah.
So they'll get like pig's feet, and then like a gummy worm hot dog.
gummy worm hot dog.
Butter flavored soda and leeks. And they gotta like make something out of all that.
Good night. What in me? What in tarnation is that?
Uh-huh.
That sounds awful. Bad gummit.
I saw some kind of a cooking show that had a challenge that was, what was it? The no taste challenge. In other words, you weren't allowed to taste your own cooking, so you couldn't taste it long, you know, long process, and you can't taste it before. So when you're being judged, you have no idea what it tastes like. You just know that you cooked, at least by feel, you know, smell or whatever, but not by taste. And I thought, man, that's a really tricky thing because when you cook, you genuinely either taste test it yourself or have somebody taste test it, you know. But I think I'm Jenna's taste tester, by the way, which I am perfectly fine with.
Yeah, no doubt.
She likes to cook. I like to eat. We're good.
It's a good job. Yeah.
The did you guys see Squid Games at all, the second season? Did you watch
it? I haven't watched the first
one minute of it.
I haven't seen the first one
but
either.
I just found out.
I know enough to be dangerous, but.
It's based off of facts.
What?
In No Man's Land in South Korea, there was like. They imprisoned people. The guy that hosted the whole thing was demented and crazy, and they'd have to do like pass like.
Is it North Korea? You said?
South.
South Korea.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And they'd have to do pass like like four or five challenges games.
Yeah.
And you know,
if you did
to win their freedom or whatever.
Whoa.
And then the guy that did it, that hosted it, he's never been found.
What the heck? Mm-hmm. So
I was like, well, now I got to watch the series because it's based on true events.
Harrison watched it.
I heard it's crazy.
I love that stuff.
Harrison watched it, told me about it, and I'm like, that's really like warped. And he's like, oh, it's great, Dad. He's like, it's just so easy to like binge watch too.
Mm-hmm.
And so then William was at a friend's house, and they asked us, they said, hey, we were going to watch the second season of Squid Games, but William has never seen it. Is it okay if he watches it? I'm like, he might be get a little scared. And so we're like, yeah, it's fine. But, you know, just keep an eye on him. If he's not doing well with it, maybe shut it off. And so we asked him later, and he's like, I said, you never saw the first episode or like season. How would you even know? And he's like, they caught me up. And he's like, it was good. It wasn't that bad, Dad. And so I don't know if he was just being tough or whatever, but, and then Harrison's like, oh yeah, it's not that bad. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Some of the stuff It sounds horrifying.
Can't be any worse than Terrifier.
Oh, yeah.
I started watching the first one. I'm about halfway through it.
Terrifier?
Yeah. I mean, it's not.
Nate, man.
It's not that bad.
Did you get to the part where she's hanging upside down? Completely in the buff. Oh, that's,
no.
Wow. Yeah. Sorry. That's spoiler alert.
Now I don't have to watch it.
I think you'll. Yeah, it's.
Ugh. I don't want to talk about that.
Yep. I know. That's rough.
Nasty.
Nasty.
I think.
Nasty, wasty.
Brett and Carl on their show, Brett said that, yeah, they were talking about Terrifier. I think it was Terrifier. And they were saying, yeah, Todd won't want to, off of Middle Age, creeped out, won't want to watch it. And then he said, but James. From Tragedy of Cinema, mm-hmm. would want to watch it.
Yeah.
I think it was Terrifier they were talking about.
They said that that girl, and she's fun to watch in interviews because it's like, oh, you're alive, thank God. But she could only stay upside down for some, I think it was 43 seconds at a time or something to do this shot because it's like, it's just not, they said like safety reasons too, that she wasn't able to be suspended and then they had to tape her boobs down and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, it's just awful. It's terrible. The special effects.
Sounds terrifying.
It is. They should call it that.
What were you looking up, Nate? What were you looking up?
I'm trying to find where Rockwood.
Oh, that's
was
right.
At.
I knew you were on your phone, and I was trying to remember what
you
were looking.
I put the address of it, and then it's got it located like where this neighborhood is, but I don't see the old outbuildings or whatnot.
That's bizarre. It was only open. Six years.
It's pretty wild.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I guess I've heard of it now. Rockwood.
I didn't think I had mentioned it, and like I said, I think it was just between Pete and I, in whatever way. But yeah,
and it's as soon as you go over 36 on that 625, it's like there's 36, and it's. Pointing out like this neighborhood that's right there.
Yeah, that's what he was describing it. That's kind of the location.
Huh.
So like the haunted bridge is right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the softball field, baseball field.
Mm-hmm.
Well, used to be a football field, I guess. But
okay, gotcha.
I just want to know if it's haunted. That's all I need to know.
Oh, very.
Well, of course it is. Well, that's a silly question. I mean, come on, Sean. Is it haunted? Oh, geez.
Like this.
Because if it is, we got
to
go.
Building that used to be there.
That's it.
Rockwood, yeah. Okay.
Yeah? So it's got had little cottages around it?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Looks glorious.
Stupendous.
Looks like a sanitarium.
Or didn't it, right? Not a sanatorium.
I was going to say, you said sanitarium. You said sanatorium first.
Oh, did I really?
I think you did. I'm not sure. But then you said sanitarium. And I'm like, which is it?
We're going to have to we'll have to go back and listen. That's good.
Sanitarium.
Sanitarium.
Pretty much those were the tuberculosis was sanitarium. Like sanitariums.
Mm-hmm.
And sanatoriums were for the... Mentally, or the
asylums, right?
Asylum type, yeah. Typically, but Waverly, hey, they had that's a sanatorium, and they had, well, they had both, I think,
because
obviously they had for the TB, yeah. I think Waverly was everything, pretty much. Yeah.
What was TB? Tater bugs.
Tampa Bay. Something like that.
Tampa Bay.
Same thing.
Yeah, the Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay flu.
Tater bug. Oh, what else is going on in life? This 2025 so far. It's only been, 9 days?
Yeah.
I'm not having a good year starting out. It's already rough.
Just started.
Hey, put the bar low.
I do. And it somehow it still.
You got the rest of the year.
don't tell me that, Nate. Good grief. That's all I need. Great googly moogly.
Start low, aim high. End up somewhere in the middle.
If I ended up somewhere in the middle, I'd be happy. Jeez, Pete.
Did you guys see that I posted this the other day, and it was the demon. It was in a mausoleum.
Yeah.
The demon tree.
Oh, yeah.
Have you guys seen that? So I didn't know anything. Somebody had, I saw it on social media. I'm like, that's not real. It is real, but there's a story behind it. And it says, right from hell, a demon in a decaying mausoleum in Poland. Deep in the old and wild park in Poland is situated a decaying mausoleum, which hides inside something that you sure wouldn't like to find by accident late at night. A few meters high sculpture of a demon is greeting everyone who is curious to have a look inside the old building. Seeing this makes you wonder, how came that? So what is it? How did this come in the sacred place where you would rather expect to see some sacred attributes? Here's the hellish creature. So long story short, a few years ago, there was a movie shot here. It was a horror one, surprisingly. And this frightening sculpture was part of its scenery. It already had done some filming. Everyone can see its outcomes on the screen. See, however, the demon, like the decaying mausoleum, didn't move anywhere. The building is open, so anyone can visit the impressive creature. However, the hospitality of the demon also has its downsides, since the place is open for everyone. From time to time, some guests try to defeat the beast, and if not some enthusiasts repairing it every time it's damaged, the sculpture would have been gone a long time ago. I was trying to think. So here's some different angles of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a random mausoleum.
That's definitely creepy.
But I had never, I'm not familiar with what the movie was. And then they said there's a head on a branch in the forest, not too far from there. It's kind of Poland. That's what we need to do. Haunted Poland.
Haunted Poland.
Haunted Poland.
There's got to be a Haunted Poland.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I started a new series. Haunted it's on Disney Plus. I think either History or National Geographic Channel that's on there. You know, I should just pull up the title so I don't mess it up. It's about stories in the Bible, and they're finding remnants of these different towns and stuff that
are
in the stories, and they're like deep diving and investigating on these things and how, like, try to remember, what is it, the Sumerians or something like that? Mm-hmm. Like, they're so ruthless, like, they'd behead people and put their heads on stakes.
Sumerians would do that?
I think so, yeah.
Because, okay, yeah. Interesting. Okay, yeah, I don't know. I don't know why I read
pretty interesting, pretty wild.
I was thinking you said Samaritan, and I'm like, that's not a good Samaritan.
That's not a good thing.
I'm like, wait a minute, nice Samarian. Thing, then I'm like, wait a minute, he said Samarian, not Samaritan.
Yeah.
Be a good Samaritan and cut somebody's head off.
Pike it. Why don't you?
Yeah. Well, find that, and then I've got a story from December 23rd, a UFO sighting.
Ooh.
From a flight crew.
Really?
In Fort Lauderdale. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lost treasure of the Bible. National Geographic.
Oh, okay.
So, like, I'm on episode one. I'm about three quarters of the way through it. It's a Nineveh, a city of sin. So they're talking about that one. It's pretty cool. It's interesting.
Sounds like it.
I like that kind of stuff where they can actually talk about the stories of the Bible and have physical things.
Sure.
That you can see and touch and
absolutely
investigate. It's really neat.
Absolutely. Yeah, I like those things. I like shows like that too. Things are thousands of years old, towns or different things, monuments and things like that, and you can actually find the region. And yep, I get it. Yeah, there's supposedly in South Florida in Fort Lauderdale, it says a flight crew spots something strange in the sky. On the night of December 23rd, a flight crew was flying back to Fort Lauderdale in an empty jet high over the Bahamas when they spotted a glowing spherical object darting about too much to be a weather balloon. The aerospace says started out as white, and then it just got green, almost like an electric, some type of energy around it, said Cassandra Martin, a flight attendant for Surjet, a private air service. Says on the night of the 23rd of December, Martin says she and two pilots were flying back to Fort Lauderdale, and then when Miami Air Traffic Control sent a message. says, all of a sudden I heard traffic control say, we have a foreign object. Can you please identify? Martin explained. I looked to the left and pilot saw three objects. I only saw one and I grabbed my phone. I just pressed it to the window to see if I could get a video of what the object was. I don't know what it was, and then I zoomed in as much as the phone allowed me to, and the object was white, and it turned slightly green, almost kind of like it had an electric field around it of some sort, and it stayed with us for about 45 minutes, and then we didn't see it again, and we were about 43 to 45,000 feet, and it was way above us. That's too far to high. I'm sorry, that's too... I can't read. That's far too high to be a drone, and the video glows... shows a glowing spherical object darting about too much to be a weather balloon. And she's quoted saying, I think we were astonished, and it was something that you really can't explain, but I don't have the qualifications to know what that is, Martin said, talking about the conversation she had with the pilots as the object was within view. So, it says, Byron Bender is a defense expert. Yeah. Says, you know, I think the video is compelling, she said, after watching, this person is a defense expert. So there might be something to it. Anyway, that's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. If they were that high,
that's
and then
wild,
it was above them, mm-hmm. that's pretty wild.
Yeah, so I've heard of accounts like that.
Yeah.
Thought like that they was... look out the window and it's like right next to them, and then... all of a sudden, it just, like, darts away.
There's a topic that it won't let me get into because I got to pay. But it does say UFO sightings are putting airline pilots in danger. So, I don't know.
That's
I heard
that.
That was a Negro.
Is that eight? 200.
Do those come through?
200.
Huh?
Do those come through on the recording?
I can hear them. It depends.
Do they?
That one might not. That one too.
The strong ones.
I mean, I know I hear them in
the
headphones.
Survive.
I've rewound it because once we make a comment, then I can kind of hear. Yeah, just depends on how loud.
They were talking about those drones being like, you know, bothersome to the airplanes, and you know, the FAA would think would be like.
What
was that? That was not me.
That's me.
You again?
Good grief, man.
Wow. You need to see a doctor.
Something wants to come out and talk.
He's possessed. Possessed.
The one thing with the ones like in New Jersey and stuff, they're saying like there's no heat signature to them. They'll go dark if something tries to get close to it.
Mm.
So like you can't see it.
It's shy.
Mm-hmm. How high are they getting? Like, what's the elevation of these drones? Like, are they just kind of...
I don't know. I know they're going way out into the ocean. Like, they can't track them to wherever they're going.
Weird.
If they look at them real close, it says Cheech and Chong. That's pretty high. No, just that's Cheech and Chong. I have that's a dated joke.
That is dated. I just didn't know, like, how high are these things going? Like, are they... airplane height 30,000 feet, or are they?
Well, I know
staying closer to the ground, or what? Like,
yeah, I'm not sure about
the
drones
feet or...
that are recent, but I know like the Tic Tac, footage and that kind of stuff. They say that like almost instantaneously goes from like 10,000 feet then into the ocean.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's the weird thing. Is that, I don't know. I don't understand that at all.
I don't either.
Yeah, the drones are hard. Well, it's hard because some people say, oh, it's just being like, there's not that many. And then it's like, but people in like, say, New Jersey or whatever, like, yeah, there's a ton. Like, it just can't be that many random people. Like, let's get out all our drones and let's get out our supersized drones.
Right.
Well, it's like you guys hear about the crash landing in Brazil, UFO, and how like the police officers.
I don't think so.
They actually found bodies of extraterrestrials.
When was
allegedly
this?
I'd have to look up the dates. I mean, within the past 20 years. United States investigators like made a beeline there to intercept stuff. I'm trying to remember.
Men in Black, is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah. There's talks that's real too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I know.
I believe that.
But there's one story, I don't know if I'll regurgitate it verbatim, but more or less the gist of it is, I believe a police officer found this body, so he gets it into a squad car, takes it to the hospital, I believe. They don't know what to do with it. I'm not exactly sure what ends up with the body, but the officer, if I remember correctly, like I said, I might be mixing a couple stories together. It's been a while since I heard everything about it. Came down with some ailment, unknown origin. Didn't know how to cure it. I believe he passed away from it.
Not good.
Yeah. And well, every time like a reporter or somebody comes to investigate, like comes to his family's home to talk to him about it, interview him and stuff, they like refuse to talk. And
come on, people.
Mm-hmm.
We need to know. It's got to come out at some point.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care from what country. Just somebody's got to say something. And
well, and that's get it over with. They are worldwide. I mean,
yeah, this isn't just.
So it's like everybody's in cahoots with everybody, even though everybody's at war with each other.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Weird.
Right. That's true. Know? That is true, Nate. That is true. Everybody's at war, but they.
But yeah, everybody's keeping this hush hush. Yeah.
I know.
It doesn't make any sense.
You'd think somebody would leak it at some point.
You would think. You would think.
Hmm.
What are you looking up, Sean? I can tell you.
Well, there was... Okay, so this came across my
radar. We'll wrap it up soon here.
Sure, yeah. Have you guys ever heard of Orgon Energy?
Orgon?
Orgon. Mm-hmm. Not Oregon. Orgon.
Think so.
And this is legit because I was like, I'd heard of this before. I mean, there's different kinds of like treatments and things that used to exist, apparently, supposedly, or that were being tested or tried. And all of a sudden, they just kind of like... We can't have this and get rid of it. It's almost like, I want to say like, you know, oil and gas and electric cars and all this stuff, you know, like, oh, this is going to be more, you know, lucrative. This needs to disappear kind of thing. This William Reich, he lived from 1897 to 1957. He was an Austrian-American psychiatrist, psychoanalyst, and philosopher. Is best known for his work on orgon energy, a hypothetical form of bioenergy that he believed was responsible for various psychological and physiological phenomena. And he also supposedly at some point this was like the cure for cancer and you could cure all kind of maladies. Orgon energy, Reich proposed the existence of orgon energy, a life force that he believed was present in all living organisms and could be harnessed and accumulated using specialized devices such as the orgon accumulator, which was this like little room basically that you sit in. And some, I forget how in the world he did this, but he actually did practice it. Character analysis. Reich developed a therapeutic approach called character analysis, which focused on the role of the unconscious patterns and defense in shaping an individual's personality and behavior and the somatic psychology. Reich worked on orgon energy and character analysis, and that led him to develop somatic psychology, a holistic approach that emphasized the interconnectedness of mind and body. So they attribute that a lot to him, that people really weren't thinking about the mind-body connection and how you could heal, you know, help heal yourself. Your thoughts could heal you, or help to heal you anyway. Reich was born in Galicia, which is now Ukraine, and studied medicine at the University of Vienna. He became a student of Sigmund Freud and later developed his own theories, which were met with skepticism and criticism by the psychoanalytic community. Reich's work was also influenced by Marxism and his experiences as a political activist. It says that it was obviously his legacy was controversial. Reich's ideas about orgon energy and his therapeutic approaches were widely criticized and rejected by the scientific community. He was accused of pseudoscience and quackery, and his work was largely marginalized. However, Reich's ideas about the importance of the body and the role of the unconscious patterns in shaping human behavior have had a lasting impact on fields such as psychotherapy, somatic psychology, and alternative medicine. But they do say that, let's see, what was it? He did have an influence on art and culture. Reich's ideas have been referenced and explored in various artistic works, including Kate Bush's song Cloudbusting, which tells the story of Reich's relationship with his son Peter and their experiments with Orgon energy. And I think there's stories about basically all of his stuff being destroyed, like these little chambers that he made and all of his notes and things that he was keeping and patients and how they were doing and all the stuff. They basically just destroyed all that stuff. As I understand, I may be butchering that, but I thought it was just an interesting thing. It's one of those things where he doesn't look like he would be into quackery.
No. Not at all.
Not at all. It is.
Looks like a chicken.
What in the heck is that?
Like a chicken, yeah.
What is that?
Sorry, Wilhelm.
What in the heck is going on? Was that that's the first high top fade?
It's just, you know. It was something else. Yeah, I don't know. This is also him, but this,
look in the mirror.
That looks a little better.
I look sexy.
Dead sexy.
Dead sexy.
That's funny.
Sadly, I can never make it to Oregon.
Oregon, yeah.
I always get bit by a snake.
Orgonaut. There is a museum apparently that is in his honor.
Of his hair. Wow.
Of his hair, yeah. It is.
I wish the creepies could see this picture of this guy.
Just look him up, right? His study is now called Orgonomy. How do you say that?
Orgonomy.
Goodness sakes.
That's what you do with paper, isn't it?
Orgonomy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, here it is. See, so somebody, there's in his little device, his little room, he'd set them up.
Oh, okay,
and then
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know, some kind of sound frequencies or something or other.
Weird.
A little weird, but
emphasis
yeah.
Emphasis on little room.
Yeah. This is poor hair. It says he said love, work, and knowledge are the wellsprings of our lives. They should also govern it.
Okay.
But not your hair.
He needs some culture creature beard balm for his hair. just
smear it all
balm,
over there.
Hair balm. Yeah.
Hmm.
He needs to tame that wild side. Oh my gosh. Crazy. Reminds me of the actor I'm trying to think of the movies, but he's got crazy hair like
said
that. He's got crazy hair.
Einstein, he and Einstein were trying to battle, the battle of the hair, right?
Jeez.
Bed messy.
But there's an interesting history of that, I guess.
All
right. You wouldn't stay like.
No.
Sealed up in that to get better?
Nope.
You're like, I promise, I feel better. Let me out, please.
Whatever I say.
Yeah. Whatever I say, yeah.
Do not open this door.
I don't
know. The door.
It didn't work. I'm sure this is not accurate, but this is Kurt Cobain trying out his Orgon reactor.
Nice.
It didn't work for him.
Hmm.
So I'm sure.
The Orgon reactor. All right.
That looks totally not fake.
All right, I guess. Anything else before we wrap this, or so we can wrap it up?
No, but he was apparently imprisoned for his ideas and then made a mockery is what they did. They were like,
I'll end it on that.
Exactly. <right. laughs> Hey, his hair looked better, though.
Yeah, it did. It looked more tame, a little more boring, a little more normal.
Hair today, gone tomorrow.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Hair today, gone tomorrow. I like it. I like that, Nate. All right.
You think we're going to make it 200 more?
No.
I don't think so. I think not.
Yeah, we will. We will.
Quitter.
Quitters never quit. Wait. Yeah, they do. That's
what they're
called. Is
that a challenge, Nate? Is that a challenge? Well, hey, coming off of this wonderful creeped out freestyle number 9.
Yeah.
I'm going to say middle age moment.
It is.
Nice. I'm back on the horse.
And I thought just for 200, we're going to, this will be a dedication to Jerry Pauley.
Oh, nice.
And Jerry, in his celebration of life, had basically called out certain people and had certain songs. And he had said to basically, when you hear this song, just think of me. You know, basically, I was thinking of you. This is dedicated to you. And so I thought the song that he dedicated to his podcast friends, which were included in that.
I know. I can't believe that.
Yeah. I thought that was really cool of him.
Very honored.
and it is Badfinger's Baby Blue.
Oh, yeah. Did you guys? That was his favorite song.
Yeah. So I thought that was really neat. And it's Guess I Got What I Deserve, Kept You Waiting There Too Long, My Love. All that time without a word, didn't know you'd think that I'd forgot or I'd regret the special love I have for you, my baby blue. All the days became so long. Did you really think I'd do you wrong, Dixie? When I let you go, thought you'd realize that I would know, I would show the special love I have for you, my baby blue. What can I do? What can I say except that I want you by my side? How can I show you, show me a way? Don't you know the times I tried? Guess that's all I had to say, except the feeling gets stronger, just gets stronger every day. Just one thing before I go. Take good care, baby, let me know. Let it grow, the special love you have for me, my Dixie dear.
Awesome.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was very honored. I couldn't believe that he mentioned us. I wouldn't mention us. No, I'm kidding. just joking. Just kidding. That was cool. Yeah, that was his favorite song. Of all the Beatles songs, then, you know, that's his favorite group. Got the favorite song. I thought that was interesting when he said that on his podcast, when he had mentioned that. Very good. Very good middle-aged moment. Yep. Good.
I thought that was a good choice.
Good choice. Yep. I agree, Sean.
I didn't figure you'd let me go Beatles.
You're welcome. No, I'm glad you chose his favorite song. I like that.
Yeah, no, truly.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
No
shout outs. Do you have any shout outs, Sean, this week?
The Creepies for allowing us to do this and to continue to do this, and for their support and love. Of course, our families, our friends, and we just appreciate everybody all these years and all these episodes.
You know, you're spoiling them. They got a shout out last week.
I know. You're getting another one.
Yeah.
I'm serving up like buffet style.
They're going to think we like them or something.
It's like a shout out buffet over here.
A buffet. Is that like Bobby Buffet?
It is.
I mean, Bobby Boucher?
Boucher, yeah.
Almost did. But mama, I want to play football. Ain't nobody playing no foosball, Bobby. But mama. So is that your only shout out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nate, any shout outs this week?
Same thing as Sean. Thanks to the Creepies allowing us in your ear holes. Yes, I did say ear holes.
Mm-hmm. You ear hole.
And yeah, it's been fun and enjoying seeing what the future holds for us and continuing on. And yeah, thanks for everybody's undivided ears.
You suck up too, boy, I tell you.
It's just he's saying that just because we stole his, right?
I have no shout outs.
We should shout each other out. Oh, we kind of already did.
No, so, shout outs for me.
We already did.
You don't care about the Creepies?
I don't like them. Never have. I love the Creepies. You know that. Mm-hmm. They know that. But I'm not going to give them another shout out. No.
Three in a row?
Yeah. No, I, since you two already said it, yeah, I concur. But no, I don't have any separate shout outs. I don't think.
Shout out to you two.
I was going to say, shout out to us because we should be, and you said that at the beginning, we should be proud of ourselves. And
We're up to 957,563 downloads, by the way. So we are inching closer to 1 million downloads.
1 million?
One million.
Three of us didn't do this and continue to do it. We want to be where we're at right now. So.
I like Tanya's question, though, when we went to dinner. So what does that mean? And it Sean had the best answer. Absolutely nothing.
Not a thing.
Not a darn thing. Other than something that
I
we could be proud of.
I said as serious as I could do, like nothing.
I tell people, yeah, we're almost to a million downloads. And like, you guys get paid? I was like, no.
Yeah, no.
Let me answer that. No.
No.
We don't.
Really?
Heck no.
Yeah, you say a million anything, you think, oh my gosh, yeah, you know. You know, you sell a million product, you're going to get paid. You get a million downloads. No, nothing.
No. Good job. Hey,
yeah, pat on the back.
It's a great accomplishment. I never thought in a million years that we
didn't get into this to make money.
No,
that would be a nice bonus.
It just it's a fun experience and mind blowing that people have downloaded us to listen to us almost a million times.
I know, we're getting there.
That's wild.
That is wild.
That's wild.
Anyway, well, good. That's some good shout outs there. We have another sponsor. Let's play that. Hey, creepies. Do you like all things spooky? Do you love the fall season? Do you wish it could be Halloween all year long? Well, at Greenwood Happy Haunts, it is. Greenwood Happy Haunts is a year-round Halloween and fall store located at 248 Market Plaza in Greenwood, Indiana. Custom vintage and unique items adorn the whole store. If you're looking for a unique gift for you or someone else, or just want to visit a place that puts a smile on your face, Greenwood Happy Haunts is for you. Mako listeners can get 10% off a single item when you mention this ad. Come to Greenwood Happy Haunts and get your spook on. Happy hauntings. Thank you, Greenwood Happy Haunts, for your sponsorship, as always. Appreciate it.
We love you.
Mm-hmm. Great place. Go check it out.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. Wait, what happened?
Did you hit the place is nice.
Did you fall down and hit your head?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I gotcha. We gotcha. Still don't care for the people. I understand. No. I understand.
Corey's starting to feel better, and now he's back to being ornery. We hope, right?
You gave her a little bit of time to get back on her. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not that ruthless.
Yeah, that's true. It is a fun place. It's awesome. I'm trying to get a job there. They just won't hire me. You're trying to get?
Yeah. Yeah. I would love that, actually. Mm-hmm. You imagine.
They don't even have to pay me. I just want to work there. I just want to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be fun. That would be fun. We need to do a meet and greet back out there.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Get out there, hang out with them. So hope Corey's still on the mend. So I would. Man, that was a bummer.
I wish Randolph Asylum and Greenwood Happy Haunts could just be next door to each other, and then I could just hang out at both places. Like, really.
Who'd you say?
Randolph Asylum. I know it's slightly.
You said Randolph, Greenwood. And
Greenwood.
Oh, just the two. I thought you said three.
I mean, well, we could have as many.
And Indiana State.
Indiana State. That would be nice.
Go hang out at the soda shop.
Yeah.
We could put those three places right next to each other. That would be awesome.
That would be fun.
That'd be great. But unfortunately, that's not going to happen. So let's move on. No, but thank you for your sponsorship, Corey and Scott. We appreciate it. Sean, do you have the second announcements, please?
I do. You can follow us on our social media accounts, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and X. Email us at makopodcast@gmail.com. That's two A's. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, give us a 5-star rating, and leave a review if the app allows. Whether you are a business or individual and you want to be a show sponsor, email or message us on Facebook or Instagram. We sell all kinds of awesome merch, so go get you some. And please check out our Friday Fright videos on all of our socials.
Excellent.
So I forgot to do one. You didn't do one. Did you have one ready to go?
I actually did not. No, I've been a bad boy. So
we haven't done one the last 2 weeks.
Failures.
It's no big deal.
It's the holidays is what we're going to blame.
Here, I put all this time and effort in what I do.
You did one for like Christmas Eve, right?
Yeah, I did one, but that wasn't Friday.
That was a Christmas.
That was a fright before Christmas.
Yeah.
The fright before Christmas.
Yeah. I liked it.
I put all the time and effort in everything I do. I haven't done any.
I want to hear. I want to hear. Yeah, where's your Tuesday terrors? Where's your Friday fright?
I thought we were gonna do one with Mothman. Remember,
Mothman.
The three of us. Yeah.
Only if I can touch his butt.
The cushy one or the real?
Not the real one.
Put a quarter in it.
We'll never be seen again.
Oh boy. Yeah. We'll do the Friday frights here and there. No big deal. I don't think
I think they forgive us.
I don't think the creepies are. Yeah, I don't think they're going to beat us up yet. So they're probably like, they probably don't even know.
What's a Friday fright?
They're probably not even paying attention.
What's that mob out in the front yard? Pitchforks and torches.
Yeah, right.
$2. We want our Friday fright.
Friday fright videos.
No,
where are they at? Meatloaf Mom. Oh, no, boy.
That's another thing.
Well, Nate.
Mm-hmm.
Sir, it's up to you now.
Ooh. I don't know what to say. It's been one heck of a journey, and I hope you enjoyed the freestyle, and that's a wrap.
Thanks, Nate. That was a good one. That was good, just a good, solid, straight to the point.
Mm-hmm.
That's a wrap. Wouldn't you agree,
Sean? I would agree. Thanks, Nate.
I was looking at Sean, and I wasn't sure if he was listening or not.
I'm like, are you looking up stuff? We're done talking, Sean. Oh, sorry. I'm getting ready for the next freestyle. No, I'm kidding.
I understand. Hey, we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to episode 200 and our Creeped Out Freestyle number 9. So until next time, Nate is your tech engineer. We are your host, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged.
And creeped out.
Keep it creepy.